Hello and welcome to another episode of Cloud Security Podcast. For this particular episode, I would ask you to head to our live stream channels instead of listening to the main audio. This is just the introduction. The reason you have to go to the live stream is because today we were collaborating with Hacking Esports. For people who don't know what esports is, it's basically like online gaming, but this is online gaming for Capture the Flag with challenges that include cloud security, cloud native challenges on how to find a flag to win a game. And in this case, championship with Ultimate Hacking Championship, which is hosted by Hacking Esports. I would definitely recommend checking them out, especially say someone who is probably used to the old school world of CTFs, where we had a lot of web-based challenges, infrastructure-based challenges, and that used to be kind of like the big norm. And a lot of the hacking challenges have now started opening up to cloud challenges as well. And this is one of them. And I really wanted to support Magno and Igor, who took the time out to come on the show, talk about what made them start this, and the whole message around helping community in Brazil, because there are a lot of poor people in Brazil who are not able to kind of afford basic courses, which a lot of Western countries have been able to do easily. And this was their way of giving back by having an online hacking competition where everyone gets to learn about cloud native security challenges. And I was fortunate enough to host an event for them last month. That was their one semifinal. They have 10. They have one tomorrow as well, which I would encourage you to watch live. These are kids who are 16, 17, and they're just making their way through cloud native challenges and cloud security challenges. It's just something to watch. And to think these are just 16-year-old kids. I would say if you know someone who is into hacking or enjoys learning about new technology through Capture the Flag, this is definitely a channel you should go to, which is Hacking Esports. I'll leave the link in the show notes as well as the page over here on the podcast. But I would highly, highly recommend check out the video where Magno goes through a Kubernetes challenge and how to identify a flag, what that's about. And Igor shared his story about what made him start Hacking Esports. What was his reasoning behind it? He's a content creator like me, and he is driven by the mission on making this thing an esport championship. The best part is, if you are someone who's listening to this and going, oh yeah, I'll be interested in this, even if it's not just watching but participating in it, they talk about how to participate in it, but you would be able to go to Brazil at the end of the year for, I think it's next year, for the finals. So that, I think, is a great experience for anyone who wants to kind of get into this, understand what are some of the newer kind of challenges that hackers are solving to, say, take over a cloud-native Kubernetes machine. How do you go further from once you've reached the point of getting the cave API keys? What are you doing after that? All that and a lot more in this episode. Again, thank you, Magno Logan and Igor Rincon, to helping come and do this for us. If you like this episode, definitely check them out. And if you like what we create over here, and if you're new from Brazil people, welcome. For all the Brazilian audience that we've joined in today and tuned in, I think we had about over 100 people watch the stream. And I was blown away by how young these kids were who were trying to solve these problems. So I will definitely recommend. This is the next generation for some of you older folks like me who may be listening to this going, this is not for me. I would say go with an open mind. And I would look forward to hearing from you on this. I also want to give a shout out to all the folks who have been giving us shout outs on LinkedIn and YouTube. I really appreciate the kind messages. It makes me really happy. And I also wanted to shout out to Exonius as well for being a season sponsor, who've continued to sponsor us with experiments that we run. Thank you so much. And I am going to leave a link to the YouTube and a Twitch stream on the show notes. Feel free to jump on there and have a look at the challenge that Magno has solved. Oh my God. It was so simple, but at the same time, you go like, yeah, this, I can totally see this happening in an environment that I would have known in the past. I hope you enjoy this. Next month is careers month, where we were talking about cloud security careers, cybersecurity careers, and how to get into it. So if you are someone who is looking for how do you get that next role, or what does someone do in the particular role, next month, your prayers are being answered. So I look forward to welcoming you all there as well. And tell others about this as well. If you know others who are probably listening in or are reaching out to you to ask about how do I get a particular job, what do people, certain people do in their day job, I would appreciate if you recommend Cloud Security Podcast for them for next month so that they can get their next job or they get to know what people do in their regular job. Now head over to the YouTube video and see Magno demolish a Kubernetes instance, and I will talk to you in the next month's episode. Thank you again for your time. Stay safe and talk soon. Bye.